New Jersey is called the Garden State for an obvious reason. We have a lot of them, and the result in some of the best food that the earth can offer. Gardens are created by people for a variety of reasons, a business, as a hobby, or as my first guest this week is here to explain, a multifaceted opportunity for people to join together and help each other. Here with the details about Project Self-Sufficiency's Community Gardens program is their treasurer and one of their garden sowers, Rhoda Sidey. Good morning, Rhoda.
Good morning.
And ProjectSelfSufficiency.org is where you learn more about their community garden programs, as well as all the programs that they offer for women in Northwest New Jersey and their families. And give us some background on the garden program. What was the catalyst? How did this all come to be?
Well, we used to have a facility on Route 206 that had no garden at all. And when we were fortunate enough to buy a new piece of property and build a campus, we did have space. And we had a longtime supporter who herself has a farm. Her name is Frances Gould Neftal. And she kept saying, you know what, we could be serving our clients in an even better or more significant way that we had never tried before. And she funded our garden. And that's how it came to be. And it started in our first year was the summer of 2011. We were 1 year of preparing for that before we actually built the garden. And we immediately started to harvest food, and we saw how our clients got very excited about it and started to take fresh vegetables home, which is something that most of them had never experienced before.
It is a wonderful thing. I'm looking, too, at some of the stories connected with the program. You've had a ton of support, everyone from you can't go wrong when you get the master gardeners from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension in, and you had a lot of help as well with literally hundreds of students from Blair Academy. This really does range in the ages as far as people who believe in this program.
It was really remarkable that we were able to invite or entice Blair Academy to work with us on their service day, and we had so many Blair Academy students and faculty come and do actual physical labor, helping us to build a garden, helping us to plant some vegetables, and they have been back now. I think they were with us for 3 years. So in the spring, when we're very busy starting up, they come and they lend many, many, many hands and shoulders, and they're an invaluable part of our development.
Notice, too, how it's not simply a garden that grows and offers nutritious food for families who have need of food. The Master Gardeners have created programs, and Project Self-Sufficiency have created programs that are beneficial, and kids are learning about nature, about gardening, and just getting, developing social skills by sharing activities together, all related around the gardens.
Our first garden was just 8 beds. In the subsequent years, we have put in 3 other gardens, and I believe we now have about 42 beds. So our needs for adults, volunteers, helpers has increased significantly. And at the same time, these wonderful master gardeners who really know so much about planting and harvesting and protecting the environment at the same time as producing food, they've come up with programs where we're working with the children in our daycare center who are learning at the ages of 3, 4, 5, and 6 exactly how to garden and what to garden, and they have a program there called, or this year's program with the Master Gardeners is called Weed and Read. So the little kids come out and they read with some of the Master Gardeners on some topic that has to do with planting or bugs or earth or vegetables or eating, and then they plant in the garden, they harvest in the garden, they eat some of the food that comes from the garden, and they bring some of the food home. So we're dealing with a population that ranges from the ages of 3 to all the way to parents and grandparents.
It really is a wonderful program that really, and if you're listening throughout the state, it's a concept that certainly if you're a community organization or even someone with a excess amount of land that you're wondering, they could probably do something different with this. This might be an idea you might want to grab onto. Talking with Rhoda Sider about the Project Self-Sufficiency Community Garden Program. You can learn more about it at projectselfsufficiency.org. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, as far as the families who are the recipients of the products, or I guess we should say the produce in this case, of the garden, what are some of the reactions that you hear from the people who get to take home literally bags full of vegetables?
Well, you know, when they first started to realize that, or in the years when we were growing the amount of, when we were trying to enlarge the amount of food that we were growing, people were kind of surprised that this was available to them. They kept saying, "You mean it's free? You mean it's free?" and they could pick what they wanted, so that they would say, "You know what? Carrots have always been my very favorite, so I'm going to take some extra carrots." And tomatoes are a big popular food. And so what has happened is that over time, that now that they're there for many of the people are there for programs that last several weeks, so that they're there for a period of time, they see the beautiful table that our volunteers set out with all kinds of array of foods in clusters and in containers that they can take. It's almost like they're shopping with smiles on their faces, and some of them, as you mentioned, bring their own bags and fill their bags and go home with food that is healthful and that is gorgeous and that is fresh. And it's a real treat for people who generally do not have this opportunity. And we need, and the volunteers who work on this garden are really remarkable hard workers. Many of them master gardeners, many of them people who just care about their community and who are themselves learning about gardening.
And for any naysayers who might be thinking, "Yeah, vegetables are nice, but they're kind of boring." If that's what you're thinking, then you never tried grilling vegetables and then pouring a garlic vinaigrette sauce on them after they're grilled.
Actually, we even set out some recipes, and they're always very simple recipes. We don't expect somebody who's participating in programs at Project Self-Sufficiency to make a 9-course dinner out of some very specialized food. What we do is to make it easy and make it delicious and make it attractive, and everybody responds positively.
I mentioned the volunteers program. What is your need as far as people power is concerned, and what are some of the tasks and requirements that people get to lend their efforts, their backs, their shoulders, and their legs on?
We start our meetings somewhere around January, February, where we talk about what happened last year and we plan what we're going to plant for the following year. So we are looking for sources of seeds or seedlings. And it isn't necessary for volunteers to get into the program that early. What happens is that when we make those decisions, and then the Blair kids come in May and they clear out all of the weeds and the overwintering stuff, and we're ready to plant, that's when we need labor. And we need people who are happy or willing to plant, to weed throughout the course of the season, to harvest throughout the course of the season, to enjoy the thrill of watching the participants at Project Self-Sufficiency who are so excited about the food. I mean, this is a really give kind of volunteering, but it's also a get kind of volunteering, because I can't say enough the satisfaction and the smiles that the volunteers get from the response to our gardens.
And for you listening, why keep your, if you are that clandestine solo master gardener, why keep those skills and that knowledge all to yourself when you can do something you enjoy and share your knowledge and experience with others and just further, here's my bad pun of the morning, cultivate the garden program that Project Self-Sufficiency is providing with multifaceted benefits. The food is the obvious, as well as the education programs that take place and the community effort that just, in light of challenges economically and other methods and means that so many people are facing, it becomes the people power solution that solves a lot of problems and fills in a lot of blanks. And again, it's by doing something that you have a passion for and a love for, and in addition to hopefully you have a love for your fellow person, neighbor, and community member. And this is a way that you just fulfill so much with a very simple effort. To find out more about how you can become involved with the Project Self-Sufficiency Community Garden Program, learn more about their programs, you can visit projectselfsufficiency.org. You can also call them at 973-940-3500, 973-940-3500. Project Self-Sufficiency is in Sussex County, New Jersey, but I'm sure they won't mind if you're in some other part of the state and you say, hey, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to steal that and use it for our organization. And hopefully this idea, Rhoda, can really just go across the state and everyone can realize just how easy it is to make a positive difference as opposed to letting problems and challenges fester with a, gee, I wish we could do something. So congratulations on, again, one of the many successes that Project Self-Sufficiency offers for women and families in Northwest New Jersey. Thanks for being here this morning to tell us all about it.
Thank you. And may I just add one fast thing about volunteers?
Sure.
If you only have one day a week, if you only have one day a month, we're still happy to have you on board.
See, you thought you had a way out. Now you got to get in on that. Thanks again, Rhoda.
Thank you.